you, Brendan, and good morning, everybody. What a great day in the Hilltop neighborhood of Tacoma. This truly is a celebration. People of connecting each other and certainly giving our transportation connections that it deserves to make this a more Performing Arts Center. I want to thank Congressman Woodards, who I have her on speed dial. Maybe she has me on speed dial. We talk a lot. Also, FTA Administrator Susan Fletcher, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the federal dollars. I'll get into that in a minute. And Julie Tim. And the Pierce County Labor Council, thank you guys so much for all the hard work on this project as well. And Tacoma in the Hilltop neighborhood is, you see that from all the construction around here and the extension of the T line, and now opening 7 new stations along a 2.4-mile track that is going to go from the Tacoma Dome to St. Joseph's and connect people live, work, and play into the amenities that they need in their everyday life. This is life-changing to an area where 27% of households don't own a car. If you are a student at Stadium High or Soto or Evergreen, now you have another way to get to school. If you have an appointment at Tacoma General or St. Joe's, you also have an easier way to get there. If you want to take your family to the Stadium District or down to Wright Park or just have dinner in Hilltop or downtown, you now can take the T line.
Yes.
So the Hilltop expansion will run every 12 minutes during the peak hours, and right now about 1,700 Tacoma residents ride that T line. This is coming. And Town Sanzit expects that ridership to grow to 4,000 daily riders. That's because there is going to be continued growth in this neighborhood. Now, just a little bit of history about why somebody said the two hardworking senators. You're right, friend. You're right about that. Because this project was a lot of fighting all the way back to 2015. Believe it or not, and the second you may know from the transportation agency, we had to fight hard for that 2015 Transportation Fast Act bill. And one of the things that some of our colleagues wanted to do was leave out all the money for transit. Literally, when it came to the floor of the Senate, because they wouldn't pass it out of committee, the Democrats said, "We're not bringing up that bill unless it has money in it for transit," and we were successful. We got $11.5 billion for what was called the Capital Investment Program. And why that became so important is because once we passed that, the first thing that Patty and I did was write a letter to then Secretary Chow and say, "We want money for this Hilltop project in Tacoma, Washington." And that ended up helping us eventually get an award of $75 million for this project right here. Another $15 million out of the RAISE grant program, which was also so critical and something Patty and I have fought for a long time. A little secret, I'm on the authorizing committee, she's the head of the appropriations committee. It's working out pretty well so far. But the also part of today's success wouldn't have been without the Transportation Infrastructure Finance Program. And that also allowed the community to get a subsidized loan to complete this. So all told, more than 50% of the project is from these federal dollars. So make no mistake, when people say, like the bipartisan infrastructure bill or the previous infrastructure bill, we are always fighting to make investments because these investments connect communities, and you are the best example. Well, that is working out for us. So just again to thank the labor community, over 1,800 workers, including 460 different workers of diversity, are part of this project. We think it'll be about a $320 million impact to the community to have this investment, to spur more community activity and investment, and to give us better places to live, work, and play. Thank you, Hilltop, for persevering. Thank all of you for here to celebrate a great community investment that is exactly the way America should grow. Thank you all very much.